from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq have cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria Wednesday, trapping them in the city. A day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS, elite forces fighting in the east of the city also reported significant progress. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed on Thursday and sent to Congress for approval. The agreement was rejected by the Colombian people in the original form in an October forum. However, it aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. Jason Miller is with the Trump transition team.
President-elect announced his intent to nominate South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the United States permanent representative to the UN. Governor Haley is one of the most universally respected governors in the country, someone who's done a fantastic job of leading South Carolina. As the president-elect noted in his statement, he praised Governor Haley as a proven dealmaker.
The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor but has no foreign policy experience. Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He made the comments in a televised speech. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew longstanding sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile test and human rights record. This is VOA News. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire which hit a Pakistani bus in disputed Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. The incident came a day after India said 3 of its soldiers had been killed by Pakistani troops and threatened retribution. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday expressed her displeasure with the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump for his plan to pull America out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
While Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade deal and said future deals will not be as good.
Ich sage Ihnen ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh, dass das transpazifische Abkommen jetzt wahrscheinlich nicht Realität wird.
Merkel says she does not know who will benefit from the failure of the TPP and did not want to speculate. She said she knows only one thing. There will be other trade agreements, and they won't have the standards that the TPP and the anticipated Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Agreement have. Trump promised Monday that pulling out of the trade deal, which he called a potential disaster for the United States, would be one of his first acts as president. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The German flagship carrier Lufthansa says it's canceling 912 flights on Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped nearly 900 flights that affected 100,000 passengers Wednesday after pilots staged a walkout in a dispute over pay and working conditions. Aircraft maker Airbus is planning to cut 1,000 jobs or more in France and Germany as part of an ongoing restructuring program, according to unions at its French headquarters Wednesday. The Cambodian UN-backed court upheld life sentences for 2 top Khmer Rouge leaders on Wednesday for crimes against humanity. It's a verdict welcomed by survivors of the brutal regime. Brother number 2, Nguyen Chia, 90, and the ex-head of the state, Khieu Samphan, 85, were the first top leaders to be jailed in 2014 from a regime responsible for the deaths of up to 2 million Cambodians from 1975 to 1979. A very rare handwritten poem by Jewish diarist Anne Frank was sold for 140 euros to an unnamed online bidder Wednesday, fetching almost 3 times its reserve price. Auctioneers closed the sale after just 2 minutes of tense bidding at the auction house in the western Dutch city of Haarlem. More details at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.